Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. here with Thais St. Julien. We are your hosts today in a program that has a rather peculiar name. It's called Two Glogauers and One A La Mireille. Now, what that means is we have two recordings that are called the Glogauer Liederbuch, and we have one recording called the A La Mireille Manuscripts. Let me explain first the Glogauers, and then we'll get on to the A La Mireille a little bit later on. The Glogauer Liederbuch is the earliest surviving set of part books from approximately the middle of the 15th century. It was taken to Silesia in 1941 from the Prussian Library to protect it from the bombing of Berlin. And after the Second World War, it was brought back to Berlin for a while and was referred to as a Berlin Liederbuch. But then eventually it wound up in a library in Krakow where it really now resides. But really, it's a part book and it contains many, many instrumental things and also vocal things that are meant to be performed primarily by non-professional musicians.
Now you remember that as you're listening. I will let Milton speak more about the concept of a part book, but you've got to hear the music first. This is an extended first piece that we're playing, but we thought it was worth doing. This is a number of various settings of a piece called O Rosa Bella. And this happens to be one of the pieces that we actually have some translation of. What you need to know is that it means, O beautiful rose, my sweet love. And it's a lovely love song done in a variety of manners, sometimes the melody sung, sometimes the melody played instrumentally, sometimes the melody on the top part, sometimes on the bottom. It's very nice. The performers are Sabine Lutzenberger, she's the soprano, Martin Hummel, the baritone, Mari Leon, lute, and the ensemble Dulce Melos.
Thank you.
Three selections based upon, rather a number of selections, more than three, based upon the melody of the famous song O Rosabella of the 15th century from the Glogauer Liederbuch, which is part of our presentation today. We have two recordings called the Glogauer Liederbuch, one called the Alla Mire Manuscripts. Again, by the way, the soprano soloist is Sabina Lützenberg, and the reason I point that out, because she was also a major member of the Studio der Filmmusik from Augsburg in Germany. And we have not heard from an ensemble in many years, so I think maybe we'll present a program devoted to their recordings, which are very numerous, and we have most of them in our library. Getting back to information about the Glogauer Liederbuch, I did mention it was the earliest surviving set of part books. Part books, it means that a piece of music, particularly that's related to things that are sung. If you had three voices or four voices being sung at one time, then each voice has its own part to read from as an individual line of music. Usually, prior to the Glogauer Liederbuch, all of the voices were put on one page, so you could actually see all three or four lines at one time. This book, the Glogauer Liederbuch, did contain part books, one book for one line, another book for another line, and so on.
Returning now to the Alla Mire manuscripts, and I'll give you the subtitle of this CD, Flemish Polyphonic Treasures for Charles V, confined to three composers, Josquin des Prez, Pierre Larue, and Adrien Villert. We're doing two pieces by Pierre Larue, who was Franco-Flemish, which refers to a school of composition. The Alla Mire, by the way, refers to the calligrapher who did the manuscripts. He was very, very fond of music and particularly enjoyed musical calligraphy, and so he called himself A la Mire after notes represented by the Guidian hand. We'll do a program, I think, on the Guidian hand at another time. We have, as I started to say earlier, two pieces by Pierre Larue. The first, Plein de Deuil, fair filled with grief, I am constrained to yield to you the rest of my days. And sous ce tombeau, within this tomb lies the green lover, who, losing his heart to this lady, cannot remain alive.
Thank you.
two selections from that CD known as A La Mi Re Manuscripts. Our program today is called Two Glogaus and One A La Mi Re.
So I first have to apologize for saying that Plein de Deuil was composed by Pierre Larue. It was not. It was composed by Josquin des Prez, and the following song was indeed composed by Pierre Larue, and that was Sur ce tumbel. Turning back again to the Glogauer Liederbuch, we hear Es leiht ein Schloss in Österreich, and I do not have a translation of this, but it means there is a castle in, Austria. And following that, the fox tail, der Fuchsschwanz, and finally, my favorite, the cat's paw, die Katzenpfote.
Es leiht ein Schloss in Österreich. Es leiht ein Schloss in Österreich. Das ist ja wohl erbaut. Von Zimmet und von Regelang. Wo fehlt man solche
Man brachte den Knaben wohl auf dem Turm, man gab meine Kleine, Weile lass ich dir nicht, du möchtest mir sonst entrinnen. Langt mir ein Seidentüchlein her, dass ich in sein Augen verbinde,
three selections from the Glogauer Liederbuch performed there by the Clemente Consort. We heard Es Leid ein Schloss in Österreich, There Lies a Castle in Austria, and then two instrumental selections. The first one, very short, about a minute each, Der Fuchsschwanz, meaning the fox's tail, and the second, the Katzenfutter, means the cat's paw.
We have two very interesting pieces next. The first, by a composer you've probably never heard of, Pierre Moulu, Mater floreat, may the mother flourish and blossom, may the rhythmic melody of musicians thrive. The remainder of the text references the number of prominent musicians of the time. And then we'll hear by Petrus à la Mireille, Tandernachen up den Ein.
Thank you.
two selections from the A La Mi Re manuscripts featuring the Capilla Flamenca. We began with a vocal selection, but ending the interesting one is the last one, Town to Knockin', which was a very famous melody of that period, so much so that Henry VIII himself wrote a set of one piece with an elaborate top line to it, the Town to Knockin' Ode in Rhine by La Mire here. Town to Knockin' Ode in Rhine refers to the town to Knockin' on the Rhine River.
Our final two pieces are taken from the Glogauer Liederbuch. We have no information about these two pieces. The first is Laetare Germania. The second, Elselein, Liebstes Elselein.
Ending with two final selections from the Glogauer Liederbuch. That last piece, Elselein, Liebste Elselein, literally means Elsie, my lovely Elsie. And again, all these basically were anonymous part book pieces.
Which I think is just a great thing, a time when everything was anonymous. Sounds like something you'd see on CSI. Thank you so much for being with us today here on Continuum. We hope you've enjoyed our program, and we look forward to having you with us again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.